T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. An earthquake centered near Cheney. We've got the story.
Big drug investigation in western Kansas and eastern Colorado. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
State Representative Scott Schwab enters the race for Kansas Secretary of State. I'm Dan O'Neill.
More celebrities are donating a lot more money to Hurricane Harvey relief. I'm ABC's Christopher Watson, the latest on the way.
Doesn't seem that long ago, but the world remembers the loss of Princess Diana 20 years ago today. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story. Coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It's been very quiet over the Central Plains the past several days. Could we finally see a chance of rain before the weekend? Our forecast is coming up.
An earthquake in South Central Kansas generated many public reports early this morning. The United States Geological Survey recorded a 3.4 magnitude quake around 2:20 this morning, and centered about 2 miles southeast of Cheney in western Sedgwick County. We have no reports of any major damage or injuries. Two explosions have been reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power amid flooding from Harvey. Houston Chronicle says a statement from the company says the Harris County Emergency Operations Center reported two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant early today. In a tweet, the Harris County Sheriff's Office said a deputy was taken to a hospital after inhaling fumes. 9 other deputies drove themselves to a hospital as a precaution, according to the paper. The remnants of Hurricane Harvey are moving out of Texas, leaving behind historic flooding, devastation, and heartbreak. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Texas with an update.
As if the people of Texas haven't been through enough, now even the shelters are flooding.
We got river inside, outside, upside, downside.
At the Bob Bauer Civic Center in Port Arthur, residents were forced to move to the bleachers to avoid the pooling water.
And enough is enough.
Almost 100 miles away, rescuers were trying to save over 73 elderly residents, many bedridden, stuck in their nursing home for 24 hours. The entire facility enveloped by water.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has issued an executive order to help commercial vehicles headed to Texas help with the Hurricane Harvey recovery. The governor's order applies to commercial vehicles participating in relief and restoration efforts in Texas. The order waives some carrier fees and regulations for those vehicles.
State Representative Scott Schwab of Olathe says he plans to run for Kansas Secretary of State.
Schwab announced his campaign Wednesday, saying that he wants to improve how the state implements its election laws. He says his experience as Speaker Pro Tem of the Kansas House of Representatives and as previous chairman of the Elections and Insurance Committees makes him qualified for the Secretary of State's office. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Schwab says he's not interested in rolling back tough Kansas voting laws supported by current Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities say they have made more than 40 arrests over 3 days, stemming from an investigation into narcotics distribution in several western Kansas and eastern Colorado counties. The announcement attributes most arrests to the two-month investigation by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Wallace County Sheriff's Office, and the Greeley County Sheriff's Office. Suspected crimes include distribution and possession of methamphetamine and marijuana, weapons violations, and other drug-related offenses. Most of the formal charges will be filed in the Wallace County District Court. More arrests are expected.
A Sacramento County, California sheriff's deputy is dead and 2 others injured after a gun battle with a suspect.
21-year veteran Sacramento County Sheriff's Deputy Robert French and other officers were at a motel as part of a vehicle theft case. The suspect fired through the motel door, hitting 2 California Highway Patrol officers, and then fired off the back balcony, hitting Deputy French. The sheriff in Sacramento says the Highway Patrol officers are in stable condition. French was killed. The suspect got away but was later shot at the end of a chase. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a sanctuary city law in Texas.
U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia temporarily blocked the law known as SB 4, which would have taken effect on Friday. It would have allowed police officers to ask people what their immigration status is during routine interactions like traffic stops, and it threatened sheriffs with jail time for not cooperating with federal immigration authorities. Critics called it the toughest immigration measure since Arizona's so-called Show Me Your Papers law in 2010, while it was cheered on by President Trump. Garcia ruled the law was preempted by federal law and therefore unconstitutional. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
It is football night here
yes.
on KNSS. We're
Chiefs.
Getting ready for the Chiefs. We'll have a preview of the Chiefs preseason finale coming up in sports.
Hey, be careful in donating to Harvey victims. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Internal Revenue Service has issued a warning about possible fake charity scams emerging due to Hurricane Harvey. The IRS encourages taxpayers to seek out recognized charitable groups for their donations. Michael Devine is with the IRS.
When there is a disaster, like there is in Texas right now and probably in Louisiana very soon, people need to be careful when they want to donate, when they want to help. They need to make sure that they're donating to recognized charities.
Criminals often send emails that steer recipients to bogus websites that appear to be affiliated with legitimate charitable causes.
Millions of Americans are donating money to hurricane relief, including some famous folks.
More celebrities are stepping up to donate to Hurricane Harvey relief.
Kevin Hart, you issued the Hurricane Harvey Challenge. I appreciate you, brother. I just donated my $25,000 to the Red Cross.
That's The Rock referring to comic and actor Kevin Hart. The Rock's not alone. Kim Kardashian West tweeted she and her family are donating $500,000 to the Red Cross and Salvation Army. Jennifer Lopez and boyfriend Alex Rodriguez also donated $25,000 each. And People Magazine reports Oscar-winning actress Sandra Bullock has donated $1 million to the Red Cross. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Princess Diana is remembered on the 20th anniversary of her death.
Goodbye, Blue's Rose.
Elton John with the tribute song that touched the world. Die being remembered 20 years to the date she died in a crash in Paris. Her life, complex. Her marriage, unhappy. The Queen came in for a lot of criticism for not gauging the mood of the country. She eventually came down to Buckingham Palace and spoke to the nation.
I admired and respected her for her energy and commitment to others.
That message at the time, adequate, but not much more. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Thursday morning, the last day of August.
That's right, and we've got some slow traffic. Watch out for slow traffic on K96 near Webb Road. Also, K96 up around the North Junction and in the road construction eastbound on Kellogg at I-235. Those areas having some slow traffic issues right now. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A ridge of high pressure parked over the Central Plains is going to stay here a little while longer. We should be sunny yet again with a high 85 this afternoon. Our wind will stay light out of the northeast. It'll be clear overnight down to 62, then warm and dry on Friday afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Now we'll likely see a line of storms form late Friday night into Saturday morning. Once they move through, a nice warm and dry weekend through Labor Day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 63 degrees, a north wind at 7 miles per hour. Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work like we are, your boss doesn't love you. 8:10 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on the last day of August, the Labor Day weekend looming ahead. Everybody looks like pretty good weather. In fact, very good weather. A lot of people making plans. They should have known better. Really, a Massachusetts police department has warned its officers about the negative public perception of patronizing strip clubs after a brawl between several off-duty officers and a known gang member. MassLive.com reports no one was arrested in the brief melee in the Mardi Gras strip club in Springfield last December that involved an off-duty officer exchanging punches with another man. The gang member and his associates were thrown out of the bar, and the officers called in a report about the fight. After an internal investigation, the officers were retrained and warned about public perception of police frequenting strip clubs.
Well, it couldn't have been that bad of a fight if there were no arrests.
Nobody was arrested. Nobody really got hurt. Just a few punches, but...
A little dust up at the strip club.
Yeah. And there are probably a few of the of those pesky taxpayers out there that say, you know, why are you guys hanging out in a place like that?
Just a little roughhousing there at Pleasure Valley.
What are you doing there? Should you be down at the Y lifting weights or doing something like that? Going to the Mardi Gras?
Well, there was
club?
Probably a half-price buffet or something.
Yeah, a nice buffet. And the officers took advantage of that, I'm sure.
Right.
An orange tabby named Tiger is enjoying his role as one of the last cats living in New York's Sing Sing Correctional Facility. The prison north of New York City once had hundreds of cats freely roaming its buildings and grounds. Today, fewer than a dozen remain. Like many of the prison's inmates, Tiger is in for breaking and entering. Except he broke into the prison itself about a decade ago. Wall Street Journal reports Tiger turns his nose up at tuna from the mess hall, but will gladly eat the tuna that inmates buy for him at the commissary. So
even the cat won't eat the prison food out of the mess hall.
Tiger is Tiger's a discriminating cat there, and won't eat the stuff that's on the Shawshank Redemption.
I was going to say Sing Sing. It's very famous.
It's actually the name is Ossining, New York, but they call it Sing Sing. Shawshank Redemption, best the prison movie ever made.
Oh my!
I think it is. Easily,
not Jailhouse Rock.
No. Oh well, you go ahead. But
no, I'm just Longest Yard.
I'm just kidding. Shawshank's pretty darn good.
Didn't Brooks?
Yeah, Longest Yard's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. But didn't Brooks, who was played by James Whitmore, didn't he have a little? What did he have? A little bird that he kept in his pocket?
Yeah,
in Shawshank.
Jake,
the bird. You gonna eat that? The guy who's the main character found what a little
Andy Dufresne.
Andy found a little maggot or something in his food. You gonna eat that? So he had a cat. Of course, you hadn't even heard of the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Birdman of Alcatraz is a classic.
Was he at Leavenworth? There was a real Birdman
Stroud,
of Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And they portray, of course, Burt Lancaster played him in the movie.
Interesting
Birdman
movie.
Alcatraz. And I'd heard people over the years have pointed out that the real Robert Stroud had no redeeming qualities at all.
Not really.
The man was
a complete
maniac jerk.
Okay, here's another good prison movie, Papillon.
I like that
That's a really good movie.
I like that one. Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, that one's very entertaining.
And it's very good acting by
both of them. Those two are really good in that.
I like Papillon. That was a great prison movie. All right. Wanted to salute somebody that came to my house yesterday. My, you remember a couple of years ago, we built a garage behind our house.
Yes.
My wife was tired of every time a hailstorm came up, taking her brand new car and driving it over and trying to find an awning someplace. So I finally broke down and had my friend Don Klausmeier build me a garage.
Yes.
And we love it.
Yes, it's very nice.
It's a terrific garage. But the automatic overhead door that we have has not been that great from the start, as far as I'm concerned. It's very noisy. Makes a lot of noise.
All right.
And very irritating.
Got to get the WD-40 out there.
But I can put up with a lot of noise because, look, I work in radio, right?
Right.
A lot of, crummy noise doesn't bother me too much. But the door has had this habit of come down about halfway and just stop.
Oh, well.
And then go back up.
Okay. Oh, well.
And I try it again. Just come back in a little more. Then go back up. Then it would come. Finally, I resorted to standing inside the garage and leaning on the button, and it would finally go down. Then I had to go out the door the other way. So, anyway.
Yeah. High maintenance. Gosh.
So, my wife calls the repair people, a Cheney door. Guy comes over yesterday, and I don't know what he did. He re-aimed the light and did this and that and oiled it up, and now it runs like a champ.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'm not doing a product endorsement. He was from Cheney Door, and they advertise with us, I believe, right? And apparently he is a big Steve and Ted fan.
Oh, well, who's not?
But I did not get his name. But Shelley said that he knew everything about what we do every day.
Oh, well, bless his heart. How about that?
I'm not. Is that good or bad?
I don't think that's good.
I bet
that's
good. I hope he didn't mention any of the gaffes or mistakes we make from time to time.
Ah, well.
But most people don't catch those because we're very good at disguising something when we make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's all sleight of hand.
That's why we have Jad here.
to clean up our mess.
Clean up our
constant mess.
Our constant audio messes that we make. Anyway, I'm sorry I didn't get the band's name, but thanks for listening.
Well, heck yes.
Now we know there. You ran into somebody who's a strong Steve and Ted listener,
yeah,
but you can't really mention their name.
All right, and the guy we used to work with that you affectionately know as Noodles, that you named him Noodles.
I don't even know what his air name was, or his real
one
name.
One of our former co-workers.
Well, he was a guy that didn't he warm up ramen noodles or something?
Yes, he would. You and he would work like over those overnight hours, and he would bring in. He would warm up these ramen noodles every day at like 4 a.m. And you started calling him Noodles. I think because you couldn't remember his name.
I can't. I don't know.
But you still know him as Noodles.
Does he answer
and
Noodles?
He says he listens to us every morning.
Does he answer to Noodles?
I don't think
if,
so.
If we're talking about him right now.
He knows. Exactly.
He knows he's Noodles.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that Noodles knows he's Noodles, right?
Yeah.
Just two more shining examples of Steve and Ted listeners. And we know there are hundreds and thousands of you out there right now who don't have as good a nickname as Noodles. Right?
That was one of your better ones.
Yeah.
It was a good effort.
Well, outside the guy I named Chili Dog.
Yeah, Chili Dog's another name you bestowed to one of our former coworkers.
I couldn't come up with a good
Witchy Poo was one of your best.
Witchy Poo.
There was one of our coworkers you named Witchy Poo.
Hey, she looked exactly like Witchy Poo.
I know she did.
Yeah.
It was uncanny.
Puffin stuff.
Yeah.
She even had a broom.
I was going to say that wasn't really an insult because she looked exactly like Witchy Poo.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with her personality. Yeah. She was a peach.
Just pointing it out. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And we are excited because tonight, right here on our radio station, Kansas City Chiefs football.
It's football night. In fact, every team in the National Football League is football night tonight. The preseason finale for every team in the league is here on Thursday night. Including the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at home tonight in Arrowhead Stadium, hosting the Tennessee Titans in the preseason finale. Chiefs are favored by a field goal at home. Mitch Holthus, of course, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will be on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:30 this evening. The game will kick off at 7:30 right here on your new radio home of the Chiefs in Wichita.
Yeah.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Make sure you are tuned in this evening. For Chiefs football, we gave away a lot of tickets to Steve and Ted listeners this week. So we got a nice contingent of fans, Steve and Ted listeners, that will be up at the game tonight.
You bet.
Of course, the Chiefs don't have quite as long as the other teams in the league to get ready for the season opener, which is 1 week from tonight when the Chiefs and the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots open up the entire season.
Yeah, why not start with a tough one?
One week from tonight,
yep.
Chiefs in New England. But tonight is the last preseason tune-up, and starting at quarterback tonight for the Chiefs is the hotshot rookie draftee, Patrick Mahomes. So he'll get a good long look from the Chiefs coaches in tonight's preseason finale. Make sure you're listening right here on KNSS. A little pro baseball for you. The Wichita Wingnuts with a 5-1 win downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium last night over the Cleburne Railroaders. Wichita hosts Cleburne again tonight, 7:05 at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Wingnuts have already won the division championship. Now they're chasing home field. They are one game behind for home field in the opening round of the playoffs, trying to make up that game here in the last five games to go in the regular season. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City, the Royals hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. It was a tie game until the top of the fifth inning when the Rays hit back-to-back home runs for a 5-3 lead. And that would be the final score, 5-3. Not a good week, not a good month for the Royals. They have lost 6 of 7 this week. They went 10-18 in the month of August. So when the month began, they were in great shape, looking like a playoff contender, but they did not perform well this month.
And September 1st is tomorrow. The clock is ticking on them.
They are four games behind for a playoff spot heading into the final month of the season. Yeah. It's an off day today for the Royals. And we learned yesterday the passing of Hall of Fame college basketball coach Raleigh Massimino, who has died at the age of 82, one of the more colorful characters in the game of college basketball sports. Of course, he was the head coach at Villanova for a couple decades and won a national championship. Beat the heavily favored Georgetown team back in 1985 for the national title at Villanova. And we did see Raleigh Massimino here in Wichita. Back in 1996, when he was the new head coach at Cleveland State, they came in here to Wichita to play the Shockers with their new head coach, Randy Smithson. You might remember the beginning of the Randy Smithson era.
Yeah.
Where the Shockers came out under Randy and they clobbered SMU in Randy's first game. And then they went up to K-State and beat the Wildcats by 15. And then they came back here to Levitt and beat Raleigh Massimino by a bucket. Randy's first three games, he started out 3-0. And they were off to a great start.
Great start, yeah.
But that was the time that Raleigh Massimino came to town. He's in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Passed away at the age of 82 yesterday. Once again, make sure you're listening tonight for Chiefs football, the preseason finale. Chiefs and the Titans. Live coverage begins at 6:30 tonight right here on KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Media focus on the First Lady's shoes. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.